In 1990, they won a Grammy for Best New Artist, sold millions of records, and then it was revealed that Milli Vanilli, these two guys, didn't sing any of the songs, the guys that we saw in the videos.
Yeah.
And one of them died from a drug overdose, took it so hard. Rob, Fab is on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. And yes, indeed, a guilty pleasure. You know, for a long time, I believed that, you know, people were truly mad. But then I realized that the fans never left. As a matter of fact, they were all listening in secret to Milli Vanilli, a guilty pleasure. But now you can all come out of the closet, be out in the open, because the documentary is out, and now you know what truly happened. It was not just about the headlines. It was more behind it.
Well, why don't you, tell us that we know how it ends. How did it start?
Well, how did it start? It was just, two young guys who were performing with a live band in Munich, got hooked up with a huge producer who we thought was going to be like, who we thought was a father figure to us, who was going to help us go and live our dreams. But in fact, when it was time to do business, he said, hey, here's a recording contract. Just go ahead and sign it. Just get your money. But we didn't know the industry that well, and we were truly ill-informed that you couldn't sign any legal papers without a manager or an attorney. That, to begin with, was wrong.
And okay, then, so there was some bad dealings, but did you know going in, it was like, hey, you guys aren't going to be singing, we're just going to put you in the videos?
No. What they did was, you know, we got a little bit of money to sign the deal, then, which was for three albums. Then when we came back and it was time to record, well, there was like, no, you're not going to record. And we were like, well, we're not doing this. Well, we gave you money throughout the month. And we call that recoupable. So how are we going to recoup our money?
Oh, boy.
Oh, so money is not free. So you got to do what I tell you to do.
Right.
Okay, we're going to do what you tell us to do for one song and one song only. But we didn't know. Oh, we signed for three albums.
But how did they tell you not? This gets worse.
How did they tell you not to sing?
So they basically say, we're going to make a video and you're going to lip sync in the video. Then you're going to show up at appearances and act like you're doing it?
No. What they did is Frank Farian uttered the words. Rob got mad. I got mad. And then he sent his helper, you know, his helper, his secretary that was doing all the dealing, lying to everyone involved in the project. Because don't forget that they lied to every person. The real singers behind Milli Vanilli were also lied to. They were recording, thinking they were going to be part of a group. Same thing for us. So when it came to us and told us, hey, you know, you're not going to sing. It was heartbreaking.
Were those guys, were those guys so bad looking that they didn't want them like in videos and stuff?
No. Listen, let me tell you one thing. Frank Farian did the same thing with another project called Bunny M that is like part of it's iconic music culture, and it was in the late 70s, early 80s. And what happened was Frank Farian was singing the vocals of the male of the guy that was in the group. There was a female group, the one guy, he did that. He was singing his vocals. So when he came to Milli Vanilli, he was like, yo, I'm going to do Milli Vanilli 2.0, and I'm going to get some other people to do it. I'm not going to deviate from my plan because I know my plan is going to work. You know, usually when an artist gets into the music industry, it's not that good. You get songwriters, you get producers, you get writers. After the second album, you start to grow and you evolve. And he was not willing to go that route.
Okay, gotcha. Do you know, yeah, Fab, where this started? Did it start with like, look, we have these two beautiful human beings who are great dancers, born pop stars.
Yeah.
However, they just don't have the vocal ability that we're looking for. Now, over here, you know, it's like, hey, you got my peanut butter and my chocolate. Now, over here, we got these two guys.
Right.
Or whatever.
Like
they're really great singers, but they don't have any moves. They don't have the look for a pop star. What's the problem? Let's just
marry the two.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that, you know, the plan started way before I got into. I was just like a designer. Think of him.
But then they found they were looking for you. So they had the music first, and then they were looking for a face of the music, and they found you guys.
That's right. Okay. And he didn't know. So we were just we were accessories. You know, we were an accessory to the crime.
And then once they gave you all that money and you spent a lot of it, you're like, well,
you're screwed.
We're in now.
Yeah, you're too deep.
Well, listen. All that money was a lot of money for two kids that had nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those two kids had nothing to, you know, to nothing. They had to, like, do some small shows. And when you gave us a couple, like, $1,500, you gave us that money. That was a lot. That was, like, that was 3 months. That's the amount of money we can make in 3 months at the time.
Yeah.
So when you get that, and then you get more, and you don't
realize. I can see that. Get caught up. Yeah.
Well, you can't get caught up. You get that money, and you think, like, wow, I just have to call, and then I get that money. That's pretty amazing.
Boy, a fab on from Milli Vanilli.
Did we lose him?
We lost him.
Oh, no.
It sounded like he's in a car traveling.
Yeah.
I'm the Autobahn.
Well, actually, someone else was talking. He was nothing.
Yeah, we were talking to Frank the whole time. We didn't even know.
Pass the phone over to the real Manili.
Right.
Or Milli.
Yeah, we never worked that out if he was Milli or Vanilli.
Bad cell area, maybe?
You know, Clive Davis was involved in this.
Yeah.
So I would think as a young artist, you know, you sign, they're telling you, hey, this blah, 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 Clive Davis. You're like, oh, this must happen all the time.
Yeah. And you get money, so.
Hey, sorry about that. We lost you. Are you traveling?
No worries.
Hey, so what I was going to say is that, you know, like you're young, you sign this contract, whatever, and all of these people are in the know. They all know this is happening. One of them is Clive Davis. And when, like, a name like Clive Davis, who's like George Washington,
icon,
of all of these artists, is involved, you have to somewhere in the back of your head think, well, this must be going on a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, let me tell you. The thing is that, let's go real quick to the end. At the end, somehow, Frank Farian, the producer, Clive Davis, they ran to the woods, and nobody heard of them after that. Then it was like, oh, Robin Fab? Oh, yeah, of course, those guys organized. They're the corporates. They're at the helm of this whole thing. And for me, it took now 30 years for people to finally realize, yo, dude, you were used, because, as a matter of fact, they were pulling the strings, and when it was time to stop the money train, they took all the platinum records off the wall. That's what happened.
Did
we thought we were part of the family.
Do you know for a fact that Clive Davis knew that you guys were not really singing for Milli Vanilli?
I know for a fact.
For a fact, wow.
Listen, the minute I opened my mouth, way back when, it was obvious.
Uh-huh.
How does this guy... You know, and it's true. Sometimes you have Irish people, like English people, who have a really thick accent when they speak, and then when they sing, you're like, oh, it disappears.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I can see that. You know, but if you spend enough time around us, you realize, like,
okay.
Man, even to put a sentence together, it was like, you know, it was like, okay.
Is there any proof in the documentary that Clive Davis knew?
Well, the thing is, what makes me cringe is 30 years later. One out of three gave it up. You know, I understand that you have to put your kids in college, you know, college tuition and mortgage and, you know, keeping your job. But, hey, dude, you're not working for the team. Who are you trying to protect?
Right.
You know, what's your allegiance is to whom? Tell the truth.
Yeah.
30 years later, you're not capable of doing that? I consider those guys, you're no man. You're not a man. Who are you afraid of? It's 30 years later. You know?
It's, so that's why it's like, it's something.
No, come on, guys.
It's you know, you can't, if you're in the music business. Even the media people stayed away from Clive Davis during all this because they just, you know,
of
you
course.
If you make Clive Davis mad, you are not going to interview any Whitney Houston or any of these artists.
Yeah, you're blacklisted. Yeah.
So you're done.
I don't know if it's Chad talking. You know, I don't know if it's you, Chad, to just say that. But I'm telling you, you're spot on. Nobody wanted to ruffle the feathers of the king, Clive Davis.
Talking to Fab,
so
Milli Vanilli.
You know, so what happened was, you know, everybody was afraid. So then they sent a younger journalist who had no clue, who threw out the door their oath as a journalist. You're supposed to investigative journalism. What happened to that?
Like, okay, you know, so let me ask you.
This bias when you tell the story.
This Milli Vanilli. Documentary premieres tomorrow on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
This sounds like really.
That's right.
It sounds great.
Yeah, and you got to see
Ruth
it.
Watched it and she was real impressed. Do you remember the Lake Compound show in Connecticut with the record skipping?
Oh, yeah, man. But you know what? Let's go into that real quick.
Okay.
The edit that Behind the Music did was just an edit. In reality, we went on to win 3 American Music Awards and won Grammy. It was the beginning of our career. What happened was we got real nervous. The label got real nervous. It's like, yo, that can't happen anymore. That cannot happen. And then we went straight back to business.
Okay.
That's what happened.
So it wasn't that big of a deal.
The beginning of the end.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that broke the news.
Right, right.
That was just like, thing. You know, people were kind of used to, you know, dance groups.
The track acts.
Just, you know, lip syncing in concert. So.
As a matter of fact, a big majority of that tour was lip syncing to the track.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm not going to say no names, but it was kind of normal occurrence. But let me take
Wait, we have before you
route.
Move on, I have a clip from the Lake Compound show. They put that into records now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you just said remix.
You know what, listen, you know when I hear that? When I hear that, I'm like, man, I should put that in the beginning of a track.
Yes.
Yeah absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah. Cool. Did you do the same dance move the entire
give
time?
Give me an idea.
And now you talked about the awards, and I have a question, then I'm going to let you get into what you're about to get into. There was an award show, I remember. I don't remember if you were on stage, backstage, just got the award, but one of you said that we have more talent in our little pinky than Elvis and Mick Jagger. Do you remember that?
Never.
Really? Because everybody remembers it. We can't find it. But other people remember. I'm not the only one who remembers it.
Let me tell you. You know, when we did the interview, I forgot what publication it was, but it was a recorded interview. So when this thing came out, we said, hey, can we get our hands on the tape so you can really prove to the world that what we said, that Rob said what he said. But the guy was like, no. The proof is in tape. So we could really hear, because what I'm thinking, what Rob was doing, it was after a night of partying, and, you know, Europeans, they're speaking good English, and you could be taken out of context really easily.
Yeah, no, I get that. I hear you. I get
that. We were like, you know, kind of like, you know, we were pop stars, and it, you know, like, not comparing to ourselves. To, of course, you can't be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, but I remember it, though. Like, it's weird, because I remember seeing it, not reading it. I remember seeing you guys say it as I'm watching a show and thinking to myself, wow, that's ballsy. In front of all these artists. I must have dreamt it.
Maybe.
That's wild. We never said that. Like on TV. If it was on TV, that would have been a rotation. Anywhere.
Right. It would be in this documentary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What is that?
It would be in the documentary.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, because, you know, you get people will take you out of context now. If you have a tape, put the tape out and put it to the world. What did they say, really? You know? Another thing I want to go after is, you know, it's been 30 years, and year after year, I see my face being used on the covers of Best of Milli Vanilli. You know what? I don't understand. That's kind of strange, don't you think?
Well,
I'm thinking that's exploitation, man. Like, why
it's the image. So, you know, they. This is why the whole thing happened. But, you had a way better image.
But listen. There's a law. There are very distinct laws that image rights are supposed to be paid.
You probably signed that away. In that bad contract.
Well, possibly, but, you know...
You don't have a lawyer looking at that? I'm surprised.
But check it out. Some of those contracts are null and void now because that was unlawful. So a lot of those laws have been turned around, and unlawful contracts can be disputed. So I haven't looked into it because, you know, it was too painful. And, you know,
I got you.
We made a lot of money. We did.
How are you now? Are you financially okay, or what do you do for a living? And
I perform.
Okay.
I never stopped performing.
Good.
I, you know, people say, oh, come back. No, I never left. I performed. I'm performing more. I produce. You can expect new music. And when I start releasing music, it's never going to stop.
Nice. All right. Cool.
Very good. As well, in the dance scene. I play festivals. I play 90 festivals, 80 festivals, in front of 15,000, 20,000. I do perform. It's like
people well, come and do our toy drive if you'd like.
That'd be cool.
Listen, let me know, because that's what I do.
Well, then.
You know, life.
Okay.
Music is life to me. Music saved my life. I'm a music lover, and this is why I'm still here. Otherwise, if I was not into what I do, I would have left.
I'm know? Glad I talked to you, because you sound really cool.
Yeah.
You sound like a, you know,
down-to-earth person.
Stuff happened to you. I have a whole different image of you now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen, wait till you see the dog. Once you see the dog, you're going to get a really clear picture, because the beauty about this dog is that everyone told their story. There's nothing edited. Like, people talk, and at the end, 1 + 1 = 2. Not 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
obvious. You know, but it took some time to get to this point. Many people came to me. Luke Curran and Bradley Jackson in the end came to me, and I was like, you know what? They want to tell the story. People thought they knew the story because they knew the headlines. But what about the inner workings of the music industry, which is dark? Very,
well,
very dark. They take
you're going to get me to sign up for Paramount again. Damn it. thank you so much for coming out. We want to. Do we have a number for you? Or is this a... We have your number? Okay,
yeah.
Good. We're going to be hounding you for the toy drive and for other things. So,
okay, cool.
You got some new fans here in Connecticut.
That, awesome, man. And get me that, whatever...
Toy drive date.
That MP3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get that thing because the repeats from the show, I want to get my hands on that. I might be able to use that on the track.
We just played you? Yeah, we'll send that to you.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to use that. I want to use that. It's too cool. Too dope. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Fab.
You.
Fab.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fab from Milli Vanilli. The Paramount documentary debuts tomorrow on Paramount+.